I always love chatting with people that are coming here to Chicago. Tourists, I can't stop talking to them under the street. I'm one of those people that if they look a little lost, I'm like, excuse me, do you know where you're going? And it fills me with not such joy that I help them, that's great, but selfishly, I'm like, ooh, look what I did. I'm such a good person. I'm only admitting that because I just love when people come to the city and explore it. And a lot of those people learn about Chicago the first time for coming for a conference. That's just the way of the world. They come here on a business trip. They set up shop somewhere, a lot of times McCormick Place. They travel around. They look at the city. They look at the hotels. And they go, I'm going to come back to Chicago. And that leads to millions, if not billions of dollars of revenue for our city. So we love to highlight the people that choose Chicago. You see what I did there? And come here for their conferences and other things as well. Mark Hooper joins us now. He's the Senior VP at the Fabricators and Manufacturers Association. And Mark, it's great to have you on WGN.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk a little bit about FabTech.
What is FabTech?
So FabTech is a manufacturing event. It's actually North America's largest sheet metal tube and pipe forming and fabricating exhibition. We've also got very large pavilions dedicated to welding, finishing, and automation.
Okay. It's in Chicago in about a month, right?
Yep, correct. September 8th through the 11th.
Did I read correctly you were in Orlando last year?
We were in Orlando.
I'm not judging, Mark. I'm just saying I'm glad you're back to Chicago because I think you were here in 2023.
We were. We actually got blown back to Chicago by a hurricane.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm not to make light of that, of course, and nothing against other cities. I know sometimes places rotate around, but you guys must be excited to come back to Chicago.
We are absolutely excited to come back to Chicago. You know, there are only a few cities that can actually hold an event the size of FabTech. We'll end up being one of the 10 largest trade shows in North America in 2025. But Chicago is fundamental to the success of FabTech. The people at McCormick, the infrastructure at McCormick, the city of Chicago partner very heavily with FabTech to make sure that it's the success that it is. Absolutely. I mean, when we're in Chicago, we're always bigger than when we are in any other city.
Ah, I like that you say that. Don't tell that to the next city, by the way. Hear that 45,000 manufacturing professionals from around the world are going to be here. I mean, that's like a town moving into Chicago for essentially 4, 5, 6 days. Do you guys get to go out and check out the restaurants? I imagine you're obviously staying at the hotels. I know the focus is what's happening at McCormick Place, but there must be time in the schedule for you to all spend a little money and see the sights in our city.
Absolutely. So I will actually move into the Hyatt on Wacker on August 25th with that event that starts in September on the 8th. And every day that goes on, we'll have more and more exhibitors come in. They're just going through that move-in process. And then on the 8th or the 11th, we'll have 50,000 attendees that will come into FabTech. And yeah, they will all enjoy Uber rides and the entertainment and the wonderful restaurants that Chicago has to offer. Absolutely.
We love that. I hope we're good hosts.
You're a fantastic host. Listen, I've had an opportunity to do a little bit of traveling, and I don't think that there is any big city in September better than Chicago.
I'm glad you qualify that within September, because I've talked to some conferences that come in February. They still love our city, but it's a little bit different then, and we try and be as gracious as possible. No, and I'm glad. Wait, Mark, where are you based out of? Where do you live? I'm just curious, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, so our office is in Elgin, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I live a little bit to the west, actually, in, Beloit.
Oh, nice, in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So so you know the area well. I guess I love when I hear from people that come from other places that have never been here, that may have an interpretation of what they think Chicago is from a few news headlines, and come to discover that it's a beautiful city. I'm sure you hear that from a lot of people.
You know, sometimes the headlines do get in the way and we're questioned about them. But again, we've been coming downtown to McCormick Place since 1997. We've never had an issue. And I think that any big city potentially can have problems that we all deal with, but we've never had a problem in Chicago.
That's great. 50,000 people. It's largest metal forming, fabricating, welding, and finishing event. I know what some of those words mean, Mark. I just sometimes in my head I think, oh, that seems like an old stable industry. But when I look at some of the things that you guys are going to be doing at FabTech, it may seem like a well practiced and old industry, I guess you could say. But you guys are on the cutting edge of AI and new technology, and I imagine that's what is going to happen at FabTech, bringing people together for some new ideas.
Yeah, you know, FabTech is essentially the Super Bowl for the forming and fabricating industry. And the number one reason why an attendee comes to FabTech every year are to see new products. Those products that are going to make their company more productive, more profitable. And at FabTech this year, there'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 to 800 new products that our industry has never seen before. And those are the things that attendees come to FabTech, they come to Chicago so that they can see those products in action on the show floor. You know, we'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million pounds of freight that get brought onto the McCormick Place show floor, literally thousands of machines that are actually up and running that attendees have an opportunity. They can go and they can compare equipment, they can compare vendors, and end up choosing the piece of equipment that's best for them.
There's got to be lasers too, right?
Many, many, many lasers, yeah.
I know I'm boiling down all your life's work into like a few simple things, but I don't know much about your industry, and I'm just excited about all stuff like that.
There's lasers from around the world, and the laser industry over the last probably 10 to 15 years has gone through a major change where you used to bounce lasers off of mirrors and you would focus that and then do the cutting. Now you run that laser through a fiber.
Whoa.
It's amazing, the technology. You've got lasers that are actually handheld welding guns that are using lasers to weld.
This is a general statement. We've got about a minute left. Are most companies eager to learn more about automation and AI? Is there some reluctancy in the industry, generally speaking, or are people pretty much on board with whatever can do the job a little bit better, a little bit quicker?
You know, one of the fundamental problems that our industry has had, and I think it's a lot of industries, is finding available workforce and having enough people to actually do the job. So our industry, you know, like any industry, you start working on those problems and you start implementing automation to take care of those bottlenecks where you can't find people to come to work. So that automation pavilion that I mentioned earlier, it's the newest pavilion that we have at FabTech, but by far the fastest growing pavilion at FabTech. Relative to AI is going to touch every industry, including the forming and fabricating industry. It already has, and it's only going to get more so as I think society and you know, the engineers start figuring out exactly what they're able to do with that AI. I think we're in the very early innings of AI.
For sure.
But it's access all.
Yeah, probably top of the second. September 8th to the 11th in Chicago. We're so glad to have all of you here, and thank you for choosing us. And Mark, we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. FabTechExpo.com if you want to get registered for free.
FabTechExpo.com. Register for free. Check it out. The future of manufacturing is here. And we can say it's really here in Chicago.